Tonight, President Bush will give a speech outlining his intended course in Iraq. In recent days, I've had opportunities to talk to the President about Iraq. Among other points, I underscored the need for a thorough effort to involve Congress in the decision-making process. U.S. policy in Iraq would benefit greatly from meaningful executive branch consultations with legislators and from careful study by members of Congress that is directed at dispassionately evaluating the President's plan and other options. Members of this committee and the entire Congress must be prepared to make reasoned judgments about what the President is proposing. Initially, the President and his team need to explain what objectives we are trying to achieve if forces are expanded, where and how they will be used, why such a strategy will succeed, how Iraqi forces will be involved, how long additional troops may be needed, what contingencies are in place if the situation does not improve, and how this strategy fits into our discussion throughout the region. The American media is understandably focused on the possibility of a troop surge in Iraq. But whatever may be the final conclusion on this point, relative success or failure is likely to hinge on many other factors and decisions. The complexity of the Iraq situation demands more of us than partisan sound bites or preconceived judgments. With this in mind, this hearing, setting the terms of reference for what is happening in Iraq, is especially timely.